This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court refused to cancel the NEET UG 2024 examination on the ground of paper leak and malpractices. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra passed the order in a batch of petitions. The court stated that there was no material to indicate that the leak was systematic, affecting the sanctity of the entire exam. The court also stated that ordering a re-examination will lead to serious consequences affecting over 23 lakh students and lead to disruption of the academic schedule, causing a cascading effect in the coming years. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has welcomed Supreme Court's verdict on NEET and said truth has finally prevailed. Addressing media over the Apex Court's verdict on NEET, Mr. Pradhan said, Narendra Modi government is committed towards a transparent, tamper-free and zero-error examination system. He said government is committed to making NTA a zero-error organization. He stressed that those who are involved in the NEET scam will not be spared. He added that a high-level committee for a complete revamp of NTA has been formed and the committee has collected expert opinions and studied various models. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the first budget of Narendra Modi government's third term. Presenting the Union Budget for 2024-25 in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister said this budget is mainly focused on employment, skilling, MSMEs and middle class as she announced the Prime Minister's package of five schemes and initiatives for youth. The package aims to facilitate employment, skilling and other opportunities for 4.1 crore youth over a five-year period with a central outlay of 2 lakh crore rupees. Presenting a detailed roadmap for pursuit of Viksit Bharat, the budget mentioned nine priorities of the government, providing opportunities for all. Finance Minister has increased the standard deduction for salaried employees in income tax from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under new tax regime. Similarly, deduction on family pension for pensioners is enhanced from 15,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees. This will provide relief to about 4 crore salaried individuals and pensioners. The Finance Minister has reduced the corporate tax rate on foreign companies from 40 to 35% to attract foreign capital for our development needs. Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 has been proposed for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. Government has simplified capital gains taxation. Short-term gains on certain financial assets shall henceforth attract a tax rate of 20%. Long-term gains on all financial and non-financial assets, on the other hand, will attract a tax rate of 12.5%. Mrs. Sitharaman has increased the limit of exemption of capital gains on certain financial assets to 1.25 lakh rupees per annum for the benefit of lower and middle income classes. The National Jal Jeevan Mission has achieved a historic milestone, providing tap water connections to 15 crore rural households across the country. The mission has showcased unprecedented speed and scale, increasing rural tap connection coverage from 3 crore in 2019 to 15 crore in a short span of 5 years. The mission was announced in 2019 with the aim to provide tap water supply to every rural home by 2024. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy is scheduled to arrive in Delhi today. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, FTA. This visit marks the first high-profile delegation from London since the formation of the Labour Party government under British PM Keir Starmer. Director of the US Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, has resigned after facing scrutiny over security lapses related to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. Kimberly Cheadle informed her staff via email that she is stepping down as a director of the Secret Service. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan in Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. Met Department has forecast that rainfall activity is likely to increase over Indo-Gangetic Plains during next 2 days. In Women Asia Cup cricket, India sealed their spot in the semi-finals with a dominating 82-run victory over Nepal in their final group match at Dembula in Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.